Bay News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Turkish company supplying electricity to Lebanon from two power barges off the coast of Beirut said Friday it has halted supplies after its contract with the Lebanese state electricity company expired. The move by the Turkish company, which has provided electricity for the past 8 years, was expected. It had said earlier that Lebanon State Power Company owes overdue payments in excess of $100 million. Lebanon is grappling with an economic meltdown that includes fuel and power shortages. Blackouts last up to 22 hours a day. The country's new government, voted in last week, has said that improving electricity production is one of its top priorities. Lebanon hopes to improve production in the coming weeks with power supplies from Jordan and Egyptian natural gas supplies to one of its main power stations. The World Food Program warned Friday at least 2.4 million people risk going hungry by November as drought ravages northern and eastern Kenya, a nearly threefold increase from last year. The East African country has been hit hard in recent years, including a locust invasion in December 2019. And poor rainfall in 2020 and 2021, which has left the northern arid and eastern regions facing an emergency. President Uhuru Kenyatta declared the drought a natural disaster last month, with 2.1 million people already grappling with hunger, according to the National Drought Management Authority. The UN agency says its alarming projection is nearly three times the figure recorded last year between October and December, when 852,000 people were facing food insecurity. The food and water shortages have also severely affected the ability to farm crops and rear livestock. This is VOA News. Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, who led last month's coup in Guinea, was sworn in as interim president on Friday, promising to respect all the West African states' international commitments. Doumbouya, who led the overthrow of President Alpha Condé on September 5th, was sworn in by the Supreme Court head for a transition period of unspecified length. The new interim president spoke of his, quote, commitment that neither he nor any member of the junta would stand in any future elections that the military have promised to organize after a transition period. Doumbouya will serve as transitional president until the country returns to civilian rule, according to a blueprint unveiled by the junta on Monday that does not mention a timeline. The September 5th coup, the latest bout of turbulence in one of Africa's most volatile countries, saw the overthrow of 83-year-old President Condé. He was Guinea's first democratically elected president in 2010 and re-elected in 2015. But last year, he pushed through a controversial new constitution that allowed him to run for a third term in October of 2020. The United Nations on Friday condemned Ethiopia's announcement that it was expelling seven senior UN officials and voiced concern for the more than 5 million people in the Tigray region who are in need of urgent assistance as malnutrition rises. The expulsions were announced late on Thursday, 2 days after the UN aid chief warned that a government aid blockade had likely forced hundreds of thousands of people in Tigray into famine. International condemnation of the humanitarian situation in northern Ethiopia has been growing. The United States threatened sanctions against any party obstructing aid to Tigray, which has been mired in conflict for nearly 11 months. Ethiopia has previously denied blocking food aid. And Australia has outlined plans to lift a pandemic ban on its vaccinated citizens traveling overseas from November, but no date has been yet set for welcoming international tourists back. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday travel restrictions that have trapped most Australians and permanent residents at home over the past 18 months will be removed when 80% of the population 16 and older are fully vaccinated. Australia introduced some of the toughest travel restrictions of any democracy in the world on people entering and leaving the island nation March 20th of last year. Most Australians have had to argue for rare exemptions from the travel ban to leave the country. There are a few exceptions from the ban, including government employees and essential workers. Tourism is never accepted as a reason to cross the border. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.